Welcome back to Duskwall. As always, thank you for joining us. And an extra thank you to everyone who has left us iTunes reviews, tweeted at us, or shared the show with their friends. Next month is International Podcast Month. And in celebration, Tess of RPG Casts and I Am Here has organized a really cool event. One-shot actual plays and audio drama episodes that will air every day all through September. You can find the full list of people involved at internationalpodcastmonth.com. I got to play in a very cool Legend of Zelda-inspired game, and Minna helped run a Harry Potter-themed game of Fiasco. There are tons of great creators involved, so definitely keep an eye on that. Next, Josie is going to tell us about this month's featured charity.
The Sylvia Rivera Law Project is a collective organization that works to provide legal help to transgender, intersex, and gender nonconforming people, especially those that are low income or people of color. Trans and intersex people, especially queer trans POC, face significant discrimination and difficulty in making sure they are accurately and fairly represented under the law, and the current administration has only increased these risks. The SRLP provides assistance in seeking name and gender form changes and legal representation, as well as advocating for the rights of transgender prisoners. To learn more or make a donation, visit srlp.org.
And of course, please continue to visit 5calls.org to call your representatives and make sure that you know you're registered to vote. We're getting close to the midterm elections, and voting the Republicans out of power in Congress is our best chance of slowing down the harm they're doing to our country. Now then, let's get started, shall we? So Finn and Myra are still in the back of this warehouse where the Hive is hosting a black market auction. The auction itself is about to start. Blair and Minx, I assume you two are still hanging out up at the bar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. As you are kind of nursing your drinks, the door that Myra and Finn had previously gone through opens, and a very like well-dressed person in like vest and button-up shirt and a like flowing kind of lacy skirt comes up to the podium and says very loudly, you know, in a voice that carries the room, "If I can have everyone's attention, the auction is about to begin." And there's sort of a kind of collective murmuring, and people are like pulling out their envelopes with the invitations, which contain like their bid number cards. Mm-hmm. And one of the guards sets up something large and cloth covered on the table, and then sort of steps back and removes the cloth. And it is a pair of framed paintings. There's one that is like cityscape, kind of as seen from far away, like it's just the shimmer of light in the darkness, and then distantly behind it is a glowing volcano. And the other is just like a desertscape scene with just these, you know, rolling dunes of black sand and the stars above. They are both beautiful. And the auctioneer says, "We will begin the auction with a pair of exquisite pieces by the Iruvian artist Kamali Rachana. These pieces were claimed from Mylara Clev, the former leader of the Red Sashes," and there's just sort of like murmuring, and a couple people laugh scornfully at the mention of the now destroyed Red Sashes. "These are original works, highly valued, and we will start the bidding at," and you know, she names a price in silver coins. Minx?
Uh-huh.
You really want these paintings.
I do. I really do.
You really want these paintings. Like, kind of without thinking about it, you've got that bid number card in your hand.
Yeah.
Minx, no.
In order to avoid...
Uh-huh.
Like, if you want to basically resist your vice just kind of taking the reins here and you spending a lot of money that you may or may not have, you are going to need to roll resolve to resist this.
Yeah.
Because basically you are just like, you want these. You want these a lot.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to resist. I would like to see if there's a way where I can, like, bid well. to avoid getting in too deep, but Minx is just like, okay, this is my mission now.
Yeah, and I will give you the option of, like, that resistance option doesn't just go away if you change your mind later. Like, okay, Minx is going to try to rein it in. You can do that. But yeah, you can just sort of roll with this for now. The bidding started at about 2 coin.
Oh, geez. Okay, there is also the problematic fact that I don't keep a whole lot of coin on me. Most of it is in my stash.
Well, so this kind of auction, most people don't bring that kind of money with them because, like, that's asking to get robbed. Uh-huh. It's the sort of thing where, like, you bid, you agree to pay for it, and then they'll hold it until you come by later with the money. And if you don't come by later with the money, they'll just put it up for auction again.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's the thing is, whatever you have in your coin purse is not necessarily going to constrain you on how much money you spend today.
Yep, Minx is bidding in. She goes into this thinking like, all right, well, I can probably make it out of here with something, but surely I should be disciplined first bid.
I think what I'm going to have you do is give me a lifestyle roll, which is you roll however many rows of your stash you have marked.
The one.
Somebody else in the crowd, like, you kind of start to get into a bidding war with this person.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where, like, it goes back and forth by increments of, like, 50 or 100 for a little bit. And then this person, like, is clearly getting really annoyed with you and jumps it up by, like, 1,000. Like, pushing it from 2 coin to 3 coin.
Uh-huh.
And are you gonna push that, or are you gonna let them have this one?
I think I would like to make a resistance roll.
Okay.
to see whether if you I can. Do or not. That gave me a 4.
Okay, so that means you can take 2 stress to stop.
Yeah, I think Minx is going to come to her senses, but it's just going to be like, I really wanted those. Come on.
Let it go.
Blair's just like comforting shoulder pat.
Yeah.
Minx's body language is totally transparent this whole time, by the way. She, like, perks up and, like, goes through, like, the stages of grief at every bid or stuff like that.
So those paintings are won by that other person and are taken aside.
One thing I do want to note is what I can get of the identities of the people who win bids.
Yeah. So most of them are not being identified by name. They're being identified by bid number.
Right.
This person wasn't anybody who you really recognize. You do see, kind of as you're glancing around now that you're not, like, transfixed by the art, you can see, like, one of the other people who was bidding was at one of the tables further up, who you're guessing by the black crow feathers that everybody's got on, that's Lydia and her entourage from the crows. You do recognize, kind of off to the side, Rosalind, who is the Dimmer Sister's servant.
Oh, interesting.
There's a lot of the people here are kind of like, it's a mix of low-level nobility and, like, mid-level criminals. This is not a super, super high-end event. You do note that Madame Teslin did not bid on those pieces at all.
Okay.
There are some additional art pieces. You now have kind of enough self-control that you can choose whether or not you want to bid.
Uh-huh. I think I kind of want to go in on all of them. But see if I win or not.
Just give me 3 lifestyle rolls.
Okay.
We'll just say that that's kind of an abstraction of your various bids.
Okay. I've got a 4, a 6, and a 3.
Okay. So that 6, I'm going to say you win something on that.
Sweet.
And it's going to cost you 2 coin.
Okay.
It's a small painting, but it's highly detailed. It looks like it's depicting a scene out in the Deathlands, dead trees with branches reaching up towards the sky, and then there's some kind of creature, sort of. It's hard to make out the details because it's just sort of a shadowy form and glowing eyes at the foot of the trees, and the artist is simply known as Raffaello.
Okay.
You do manage to win that piece of art, and it's held for you to collect after the auction, but they take down your bid number and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other stuff, like there's a case of military-grade explosives that gets brought up. And then, eventually, someone brings up a small scroll case that is described as a map containing the location of several spirit wells in and around Duskwall. And for the first time in this whole auction, Madame Teslin sits forward.
Ooh. Okay.
And joins in the bidding.
Oh, no. What is the bidding starting at?
This is going to be 3 coin.
Fuck. Yeah, 3 coin. All right, I'm out.
And she does end up winning that.
Why would she want that?
For quite a bit of money. Her and Roslyn from the Dimmer Sisters get into a bidding war at the end, but Teslin ends up winning out.
Mm.
So while this is all happening, in the back warehouse area, guards are kind of ferrying things back and forth up to the door. Finn and Myra, you see people start carrying stuff up. What do you want to do?
When you say we see people start carrying stuff up, you mean that they are starting to leave the caged area?
Yes. Yeah, packages are being carried out of the caged area back to the door that you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of from what you hear as people are walking past is coordinating the logistics of moving the items up at the correct time.
Wait, sorry, how many guards again?
So there's 2 that are stationed at the cage, and then there's just a handful, probably like 3 or 4, that are going back and forth carrying stuff.
Okay, trying to think what the best way to handle this would be.
The guards are wearing uniforms, if that helps.
Oh shit, yeah.
Are they close to our sizes?
I think you can spot some that are, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, how do you want to do that?
I think what Finn is going to do, at least for hers, is wait until one of them is coming back to actually fetch an item and, punch them to knock them out.
Okay.
So I would roll something for that, probably.
You could roll skirmish or prowl, since you're kind of ambushing this person.
So I'm going to use skirmish for it.
Okay.
So I got 3.
Oh, jeez.
My plan!
So you jump out to punch this guy, and as you're, like, mid-lunge, another guard comes running up and is like, hey, they just told us that we need to bring the... Who the hell are you? And you've been spotted and are now in a desperate position. Myra, what were you doing at this point?
Gonna go for the guard that is attacking Finn.
Well, so nobody is actually attacking Finn right now. Finn attempted to punch a guy and kind of got, like, interrupted by a guy who is yelling.
Oh.
There's confusion and shouting at this point, but
have
not a lot of...
Have they seen me at all, or can I have been hiding?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna come behind that guy and wrap a soaked handkerchief in front of his face.
Yep.
I have absolutely nothing in skirmish, so what's a double sparkin' look like?
I can go with this one from John Harper himself. You can't resist the consequences of this roll. If there are consequences to this roll, you are not allowed to roll to resist them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Ah! I rolled a 1.
No!
Oh, jeez.
R.I.P. my audio. Sorry.
Okay. So you go to grab the guy, but he's just a lot taller and better trained at this than you. And he just whips around and basically throws you. And you kind of slam into the wall and, like, crack your head against the wall. And this is going to be level 2 harm. Got a concussion. The situation is beginning to spiral out of control. It took you guys a while to get to this point, though.
It is time for me to, gosh.
Might I suggest punching?
Yeah, because I want to do... punching, but I also want to do high efficiency punching.
I mean, you can try to get both of them in one go. It's
that's
just
what
gonna...
I want to. I think with that, I want to do it with. Could I do it with my manacles and chain?
Hmm.
Or would I have to have a scary weapon or tool?
No, I mean, so what are you wanting to do with the manacles and chain? Like trip them, cuff them together?
Trip them and then cuff them together. First, I want to damage and then I want to capture.
Yeah, I think you can do that. They're not terribly far apart,
mm-hmm.
So that's not an impossible thing, but this is a desperate roll, so mark experience.
Okay. I got a 6 and a 5 and 2 4s.
Okay, 6 nice. It is. Describe how you're able to, I think this roll, you trip them and cuff them in whatever manner you see fit.
So, full disclosure for the future audience is right before this session, I went and I saw Infinity War, so I still have a lot of Marvel influence in my brain. So, I want to almost do a Spidey thing.
Yes.
Where I sling the chain out to knock both of them off their feet.
Yeah, just kind of like whip it out around their ankles and pull them down. Yeah. They had both been like reaching for weapons, so they weren't moving. And it catches them both around the ankles. And it's almost like a momentary three-legged race where like their legs get yanked together. And just they get thrown completely off balance and both go face first onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to run over and manacle their, however, I assume you're going to manacle them together.
Uh-huh. Front to front.
Of course.
Oh my God.
The only way to tie people together.
Yes.
Listen, I will come up with a whole narrative about what happens to these two guards while they're chained up front to front in here. Well, because you also, I assume, like...
take their clothes?
Yeah. I'll say that, like, you're able to, like, you know, stuff handkerchiefs or something in their mouths to keep them from yelling, and you drag them off and take their uniforms and then leave them tied up somewhere, front to front.
Yep.
You two have guard uniforms. You guys want to, I assume, head over to the cage?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you get up there, and the guards who are there, like, one of them, like, just kind of glances at you and starts to go to unlock it, and one of them's like, wait, who are you two? Because you're not you're not any of the guards who've been coming up here previously.
You're interns.
I'm Marisha. I'm an intern.
Laura, we got here late.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to make a roll.
Sounds like a sway, question mark.
Yeah. Do you want to do it as a group?
Yeah, I only have one in sway.
Yep. Who's leading?
I'll lead.
All right.
Four.
Okay, four it is. Is everything okay back there when you were coming in? We heard some yelling, it sounded like.
I dropped a box on my foot.
Uh-huh.
It hurt. A lot.
Right.
Do you want to see the bruising? My toe is, like, totally messed up.
I hit my head.
Okay, this is not making me want to hand you any of the expensive, priceless, breakable stuff we've got in here. You understand that?
Yeah, maybe you could hand us some of the, like, non-breakable stuff. Like, I saw that we had some Spirit Warden uniforms back there. We could carry those.
Shit, that's so well played. I have to do it. But yeah, so you mentioned that. And one of the guards is like, hang on, let me, and he like pulls out a list and is like, oh yeah, we are, I think we're getting to the end of this. And those were one of the last items. So hang on. And he goes into the cage and brings out a fairly large, long and like kind of flattish box. It's like the kind of boxes that like old wedding dresses are stored in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that. And he's like, it'll probably take both of you to carry this.
No problem.
It's not really breakable, but try not to drop it, and like hands it to the both of you.
I fake like I'm gonna drop it, and then I do catch it, and I give him a look.
He just shakes his head, like, I am going to be mentioning this to Captain Boatwright once we're done here.
Yeah, report me.
I think what my friend here means is that after this night is over, you won't have to deal with us anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure of it. Get going. So the two of you... You have Spirit Warden uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you like to do now?
I would like to abscond.
From where we went in, is there like a side door that we could abscond through?
You guys haven't seen one yet, but like there's a point where when you're walking away from the cage, you'll be like out of their sight. So you can like turn a different direction and start looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to need to make probably another survey roll to find, because they're like, there is another entrance into this area because they had to load everything in. You guys just have to find it.
Let's do that survey roll. Just so you know, you're going to have to get better than a one because that's what I rolled.
I got a two.
Yeah. So you guys start wandering around with this big box, which like, it's not super heavy, but it's awkward. And you're making your way through the various shelves and things. And who is, like, towards the front of the box?
I'll be towards the front.
Okay. So you turn around another corner of shelves and come face to barrel with Clave aiming a pistol at your
face.
Oh,
good.
And we are going to cut back over to the front room now. The auction is starting to wind down. The auctioneer looks over at the guards by the door and gives them a nod. And is like, and now for our final item of the evening. We have acquired a set of four, and then the door opens, and like the guard, one of the guards rushes back in and like whispers in the auctioneer's ear really urgently. And the auctioneer suddenly, like, their eyes go wide, and then they look back over, and there's like, you're too far away to hear, but there's just like panicked whispering of like, give us a moment, everyone. We've, had a bit of a delay with the last item. Please, everyone, remain in your seats, and we'll conclude the auction shortly. And then the auctioneer and the guards, like, both of the guards who were on the door, they all, like, rush through the door and go in. And there's suddenly a lot of, like, it's that sort of, like, rising murmur in the crowd where everyone's like, what's going on? Was it, that's supposed to be the uniforms? Did somebody steal them? And just, you know, a lot of that sort of murmuring questions and things.
Sounds like it might be our cue.
That said, yeah, there's currently no one on the door.
Thanks, you want to bail?
Yes, I think we should. Do you perhaps want to enlist our ghost friend to assist?
What do you mean?
Well, I do think they're quite good at providing a distraction.
She's gonna possess someone, no!
I mean, surely that's only temporary.
Yes, it's temporary until the person who's being possessed dies, and then the ghost moves on.
Minx knows jack shit about ghosts.
No, we're not doing that. Let's just sneak out of here.
Very well, very well.
All right, so how do you want to do your sneaking?
You know, like, I don't particularly want to sneak. I just kind of want to, like, act natural, like I'm going to the bathroom or something.
The I'm supposed to be here?
Yeah.
So you want to do it as a sway?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Actually, that works better because I have a point in sway.
Yay. Yeah,
it's going to be risky. Mm-hmm. While there are no guards immediately on the door, there are still guards in the room and there's a lot of people. So, yeah, are you doing this as a group action?
I'm free to lead it if you want.
I got a 2.
Okay.
6.
Oh, thank God. I'm sorry. So, you're going to have to take stress.
Yeah, you'll take a point of stress, but okay. Yeah, you just super casually, like, set down your drinks, make your way up through the crowd, kind of nod at a couple people, and just open the door and walk on through.
Yeah.
So, as with Myra and Finn, you find yourselves in a room full of shelves and crates and things, and you can hear shouting coming from somewhere further back in the room. It's the auctioneer's going, what? Well, where did they go? If you gave them, they didn't make it up to and the other guard who didn't really talk to Myra and Finn is like, I knew they weren't new. I knew that they had to have been. Well, then why didn't you say something? And there's just a lot of yelling amongst the guards and spread out and find them before they leave. So what do you two want to do?
And we're face to face with a gun right now.
Yeah, yeah. You two are currently frozen with a gun in your face.
Yeah, I just want to look for him, maybe prowling about it.
Okay. Blair? Do you want to prowl or do you want to do something else?
No, prowl's fine.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, I got a 6.
I got a 3.
With all the shouting, you two sneak, 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 and come upon this scene of Myra and Finn in guard uniforms, carrying this large box between them with an unfamiliar blonde woman pointing a pistol at Finn's face.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and Clave just, drop it, and points at the box.
Can I put a pistol to Clave's head?
Clave is unbeknownst to her, now flanked. So, yes, you can do that, but you're going to have to roll to make sure she doesn't hear you.
Okay, I got a 4.
Okay. So you get up behind her and you put the gun to her back and she like freezes and her eyes go really wide. And then from behind Myra, another couple guards round the corner and go, they're here. We found them.
Let's run, dears.
Well, so you've got, so the guards are at one end of this hall of shelves, Blair's at the other end, and this is sort of the lineup between them with various people pointing various weapons.
Yeah. But you said, like, these uniforms aren't necessarily fragile, right?
The Spirit One uniforms? No, they're sturdy as hell.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to drop the box and kick Clave.
Okay, do it.
And I'm doing it to cause massive damage, so I'm going to do it as a wreck.
All right. This is going to be risky because she is pointing a gun at you, but she also has a gun pointed at her. So she's a little, you know, things are a little complicated right now.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself to get a fourth die.
Okay.
I got a critical.
Nice. Woo! Yeah, so I think this is just you're going to basically take her out of play with this. So
cool.
How do you do that? Doesn't necessarily have to be unconscious, but just in a state where she can't interfere.
I want to bust her kneecap with this kick.
So you kick her, scram the knee. There's a really nasty crunching sound. She falls over. And I'm going to assume you grab her gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine now.
All right, will somebody help me with this box?
Well, you do still have, Myra, you have two guards behind you.
We're going to run. No?
Yeah.
Aren't we going to run?
Yeah, I think we're going to run.
Let's run.
Okay.
I will help with the box again after I, like, tuck the pistol away.
They're shouting behind you. The guards are running towards you. You all take off running. You guys still don't know where the exit is.
Yeah, I was going to say, who has an out for us?
We have a perk for this, don't we?
Your underground passages.
Yeah, we have underground That's passages, true. And also someone has a ghost key.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, somebody can pull out your maps of the area that, of course, you brought and figure out where there's a secret way out of here.
I feel like Blair is the one who has the maps, usually.
Probably.
Because yeah. Blair has the key.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Blair, you're able to look, like, as you guys are running, you, like, pull this out. It's like, okay, it's over here. And there's basically, like, a storm cellar door type thing where it's just the two doors that open. And then it leads down into, on your map, it says it leads down to the canals. But I think you're going to need to do, somebody's going to need to do something to keep these guards from following you.
I was going to say, can I pull my second pistol and just, I don't know, I don't even really want to try to hit them. I just want to be like, whenever we round a corner, I fire some shots back, make it so they can't just run after us.
Suppressing fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One and a three.
Oof, okay.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can I have a lantern and break it so that a line of oil goes between us and then light that oil?
Yes, you can definitely do that, but I gotta resolve Minx's bad roll first. But yes, I like that plan. Do you guys have ideas for what a consequence could be here?
I mean, it could be desperate position as now they're gaining because the covering fire didn't work.
Yeah, I think it's either we get in a desperate position or the opportunity to, like, do covering fire without hurting anyone goes away. Like, anytime we're going to try and shoot at these people, it's going to be to hurt them.
Yeah, okay. I like both of the options. So, Minx, I will let you pick which one you want.
I think we're going to be in a position where we can't fight back without hurting people.
Okay. Yeah, they've gained on you so much that you kind of have to shoot them in order to do some damage. They're closing in. Myra, if you want to do...
Okay, so Myra, from under her coat, pulls out a small lantern and she breaks it. I mean, I might have to roll something to break it precisely in such a way that it's going to roll across the distance between us.
You'll have to do some kind of roll to pull this off.
I think it's going to look like a finesse, maybe?
I think you could finesse this.
Because it's that she's trying to create a line of oil between her and...
Yeah, she's trying to do something fairly precise.
So I'm going to do that. I'm also going to push myself.
Okay.
I got a 5.
I'm going to say you have reduced effect. The line of oil and fire goes up and, like, it startles them back, but it doesn't create, like, the nice, neat wall of fire you were envisioning. They can get around it, but it buys you enough time. Everybody gets down into the canals. And if somebody wants to do a flashback to have your good buddies, the gondoliers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do the thing.
So who's got the stress?
I'll take it. I'm doing real good on stress. I only have one stress so far.
I'm going to say that this is too stress because you guys didn't know exactly where you were going to be coming out, I think, when you went in. So for them to be here is kind of it's a combination of planning ahead and sheer luck.
Yeah, I'll take the two stress.
It's Kay. Kay came to pick you guys up.
Yay.
We haven't seen her for a bit. I think that as you guys get down there, she, like, is just pulling up and is like, oh, good, there you are. I've been circling for... Okay, you're in a rush. All right, we'll go.
Yes, dear, quite.
As you all, like, pile into the gondola and the like, door up at the top of the stairs flies open and they're shouting. She, like, very quickly pulls you guys off down the canal. and you make it away. So let's go into downtime. Payoff. Basically, this is just an exchange of goods for services. You are going to deliver this crate of uniforms to the Silver Nails, and in exchange, they will get you guys into the Lost District. But otherwise, you don't make any money on this score. Out of curiosity, Myra?
Yes.
When Clave threw that magpie pin back at you, did you pick it up or did you leave it?
Yeah, I picked it up.
Okay,
so you will not be... I didn't actually say that, but I was definitely thinking that.
Okay, yeah, I failed to ask, so is going to change the heat on this. I think you're only going to take 2 heat. That said, you are still at 7 heat with a wanted level 1, so still getting up there. Okay, so let's see what everybody is doing in downtime, and this time we will start with Blair.
All right, I'm going to start with summoning Satara again.
Okay. How are you going to go about getting her attention?
Mostly the same process I did last time, the ritual that I did, mm-hmm. only this time I provided a larger source of seawater per her advice.
Yep. The seawater sort of burbles a little bit, and Satara rises up out of it and like steps out looking just sort of faintly annoyed, kind of looks down at you and... What do you require?
I was wondering if you had any updates on that thing I gave you, if you knew anything about it.
And she sort of like tilts her head to the side and then seems to remember, is like, oh, yes, and makes a gesture with her hand, and the acorn appears and she just sort of tosses it at your feet. It is a seed for a tree that can no longer grow because the sun is dead. It is a waste of your time and mine.
I'm sorry.
It's called an acorn, if you care to know. It grew into a tree called an oak. Hopefully, you are now spending your time on more worthwhile endeavors.
I am. Don't worry.
Is there anything else you wanted me for, or is this it?
No, that was kind of it.
She scoffs and turns back towards the basin of seawater and is like, focus on things that are more worthy of your time and talents. Call me when you have something useful. And then she steps into the seawater and disappears.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up your acorn.
Yeah, yeah. Blair is going to very carefully and gingerly pick up the acorn and walk home.
Okay. I'm going to mix things up. I'm not going to go in exact order. Let's do Myra next.
So I think it's sometime later when things have calmed down, Myra comes to Finn when they're at the nest. Hey, I wanted to thank you for earlier. You really stepped up for me.
Oh, yeah, of course I would. You're, like, the closest friend I have, and she was a jerk.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to let you know that it means a lot to me that I have somebody like you.
Well, I'm glad that I can be there for you. Seriously, if you ever need me to beat up anyone else, just ask.
I have to tell you, I haven't had to deal with her in quite a while.
Yeah, I figured if she didn't know.
Yeah.
You don't really talk about that group very much.
Yeah, most of the time I'd rather not. Wasn't a great situation, I got out of it. Met you guys.
Yeah. If you ever wanna, you know, dig into that. I'm here to listen. And punch faces, if necessary.
I guess it doesn't feel like there's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's a lot in the past, but I'd rather it didn't matter now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I've got something new going, and it's better.
Way better.
These two idiots, they're so bad about talking about their family. Like, you can just hear the palpable awkwardness in both of their voices. That's great.
But at the end of it, I think Finn will be like, I know that you wanted it to stay in the past, and I totally respect that, but I want you to know I'm glad I have you on my team, and I am glad that we took that job together, because my life is way more interesting with you in it.
Me too. Do you want breakfast?
Yeah.
Yay, friendship. And let's then go to Minx. Do you want to do picking up your art?
Yeah, sure. Let's just do that.
I think it's just like there's a storefront somewhere else in Crow's Foot where you're supposed to report to pick up your thing. So yeah, tell me how this goes, how you approach the situation, knowing that like there's a chance that you're gonna get recognized going in here.
Like, I think she's gonna wear an outfit that usually isn't like her. Not something too painful to wear, but something that's just, like, not her color. I don't know. She's just gonna slightly put them off so, like, they'll have to, like, ask if she was there and not just be like, hey, you were there.
Yeah. You head in to this shop. I think it's just kind of like a general like house goods type store. There's like utensils and plates and bowls and towels and stuff like that. And, you know, the directions that are like part of the invitation kind of tell you where to go to collect your winnings. And there's a counter sort of off to the side where there's a very bored looking young man just kind of staring off into space who doesn't like quite seem to notice you when you step up in front of him. what can I do for you?
Yes, I'm picking up a delivery.
A delivery, or were you here for the
I was here the other night.
Ah, yes. Do you have your card?
I do. I hand it to him.
And he looks at it and, like, flips through a ledger and, spins the ledger around to face you and just says, sign here, let me go get it. And he, like, disappears into the back. And you can see, because he's just sort of left you alone with his ledger, a lot of other people have already picked their stuff up. Or you can see that there has been a signature put down for the map.
Gotcha.
So Teslin has picked that up.
Well, I'll sign just some, like, bullshit fake signature. But can I, like, in, like, a small pocketbook or something, scribble down as best I can a copy of that signature?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll let you do that.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to get, like, a super accurate forgery. I just want to remember it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just, like, as you finish doing that, he comes back with a small wooden box. And is like, okay, let me check the number. Yep, that all matches. Tells you how much you owe.
Mm-hmm.
Pay that amount. Yeah. And then he hands you the wooden box and have a good day.
All right. Thank you, dear. And I'll kind of like pause at the door awkwardly, thinking to myself, well, that surely went smoothly. and back to the nest with a bit of a spring in my step.
Yep. And a brand new painting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the walls are getting pretty covered with art.
Yeah.
It's getting a little crowded. Minx is going to have to start rotating them.
Also, where's Kevin?
I don't know. Where is Kevin? I think last we heard Kevin was keeping Blair company at her bedside while she was recovering from a broken leg, but I am certain he has moved since then.
I think Kevin is by Minx's door with a fashionable sun hat on, even though sun hats aren't really a thing, but, you know, fashion.
Just a broad-brimmed hat.
Yes.
Very good. We'll go to you all making the delivery of the uniforms. So how do you think you guys get there?
I presume the way we did the first time.
Yeah, just carrying this giant box.
Yeah, well, I mean, we might be able to pack it into smaller boxes or something, yeah, but
4 smaller boxes, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And yeah, so when you guys are doing that repacking, it is indeed 4 sets of complete Spirit Warden uniforms with the masks and kind of the full face or head concealing hoods, gloves, the coats, everything. A couple of you notice as you're packing these away, there's a couple blood stains. They're fairly small, don't really show up that much on the dark blue fabric, but they're there.
Okay.
But yeah, you get them packed up, boxed up, head up to the Mustang. And this time, you know, you come in carrying a bunch of packages and the woman behind the desk sees you and, like, her eyes widen a little bit. And she's like, head on into the bar and have a seat. I'll get Tuhan for you. And so after a couple minutes, Tuhan comes back in and sort of looks at the boxes piled up on the table and is like, I'll be damned. I'll be honest, not 100% sure that you were actually going to pull this off, but very glad to be wrong.
Yeah, we lived a surprise.
And she, like, opens up one of the boxes and... Wow, all right. Yeah, these are going to come in very handy. She closes the box again and sort of pats the lid. All right, so we'll need a couple days to get things ready on our side. Have any of you ever been out to the Deathlands?
I have.
All right, well, so you can probably help them out a bit then, but, you know, make sure you've got weapons, ammo, light sources, anything that you have to ward off or combat spirits. We are not responsible for your safety over there. That's all on you. And if you come back, we'll get you out. But we're not going to make sure you come back. Just want to be clear about that.
That's completely fair.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Well, then. And she, gestures over for somebody else to come in and collect the boxes, and she kind of scoops one up under her arm and says, then, come back here in 2 days, and, we'll get ready for a trip.
Thanks for listening. The Magpies will be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at @magpies_pod. The Magpies podcast is hosted and produced by Rhee. Follow me on Twitter at Rhiannon42. Blair Culhane is played by Kim Kogut. Follow her on Twitter at Kim Deanna Jones. Minx is played by Josie. Follow her on Twitter at DragonGirlJosie. And watch her art streams at picarto.tv/DragonGirlJosie. Myra Keel is played by Minna. Follow her on Twitter at MinaMinar. And Finn Haig is played by Madge. Follow her on Twitter at MadgeQuips. The opening and closing theme music is from Trio for Piano, Violin, and Viola by Kevin MacLeod, and is used under a Creative Commons license. The Blades in the Dark roleplay system is the creation of John Harper and is published by Evil Hat Productions.
After this night is over, you won't have to deal with us anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure of it. Get going.
Well, hi, soft baby.
Sorry, a cat walks in front of you. Myra is utterly distracted.
He jumped up onto my bed. It was really cute.
It was good. I'm gonna have a lot of really good outtakes for this episode.
I'm so sorry that this is the only way.
I think we found our bumper.
Yep.